As a former mayor of Tulsa, you have the endorsement of 45 mayors across the state in your campaign.
They did that some time ago, and I wasn't even aware of it, but it'd be natural that mayors would be supportive.
I used to interview you every Wednesday when you were mayor.
I still have every tape.
We ought to include that, at least one of them, to hear how we would talk.
Yeah, one I enjoyed the most is when my son Jimmy was arrested in Pryor for speeding going up to Grand Lake. He has the same name that I do. So you assumed it was me. I led you down the path all the way on the interview, and I said, let me tell you the good things about my son, James Mountaineer II, instead of just the bad. And you were noticeably alarmed at that. Yeah. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. So I went into this, asked all the questions of a senator, thinking
I was the guy who was arrested for speeding. It was my son.
Okay, you got me.
But most of the time you got me, but nonetheless, it was always enjoyable.
You said flying upside down. I have flown upside down with you. You may remember that. Yes. And when you landed, it was enough for me.
You didn't want to go back. Most people do walk away and decide, I've done that now. I need to do it again.
But you've done it so many times. Reflecting then as mayor and now senior senator, how do you see the senior senator as opposed to the young mayor?
Well, I enjoyed the young mayor. First of all, being a mayor is a lot harder job than being a senator. I mean, there's no hiding place in the city government. They know where you are. They know where you live. If they don't like the trash system, it ends up in your front yard, and it did. So it's a lot harder job. But the reason I like the Senate more is because you're dealing with the huge issues, not the trash in the front yard. You're dealing, in this case, with what's happening in Georgia, what's happening all over the world with the serious problems, North Korea, Iraq, Iran. And you're dealing with things that are life-threatening and they're huge issues. I've always enjoyed that more.
Capturing this moment in time for history, here we are dealing with Israel and Palestine right now. We do have Syria. We do have Iraq. Iran is lurking. And then, of course, Putin and Russia. There are all these hot spots that are going on.
More than ever in history, and it's much more dangerous because I said today in three different speeches, I look wistfully back at the days of the Cold War. Because we had two superpowers. We knew what they had. They knew what we had. And mutual assured destruction meant something. It didn't mean anything anymore. And you have crazy people who want to die who are rapidly developing. Our intelligence has told us since 2007 that by 2015, Iran would have not just the weapon, but the delivery system. And they're crazy people. I think right now that North Korea has a lot more than our intelligence thinks that they have. So that threat is so much greater than any threat during the Cold War.
And then we have ISIS in a story now in the last 24 hours in Iraq who beheaded an American journalist.
And he's probably at this moment doing another one. And the problem we have now is that we have a president who has drawn lines in the sand on a daily basis but never backed them up. And so now if he were to say, we will bomb you off the map or your major city or something, no one's going to believe him. Because I think what he's done now, and this hasn't been printed yet, he said it on the second journalist, if the president doesn't do this, your head's going to be cut off too. And they mean it.